The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and welcome. And to take a moment to just kind of relax, settle back, getting ready for this meditation. And one of the ways of helping support an ongoing mindfulness, a continuity of awareness through all the arisings of things in the present moment, is sometimes you want to be aware of what's happening, but also be aware of the influence that has on us, the ongoing impact. And so sometimes it's a little bit getting out of the detail of whatever's happening, but also aware of the way the influence, the impact, the way it lingers in us for a while. And so, for example, with tension, it's possible to be aware of tension and also take time to feel what the influence of tension is in us. How does it spread out from us? And how does it affect our mood or affect our feelings? How does it affect the area around the place where there's tension? How might it affect the mind? But for today, I want to emphasize something a little different, and that is when we relax, to be aware of what replaces the relaxation or what influence the relaxation has. So it's one thing to relax the hand, and that feels good, but then to really stay and be really aware of that good feeling. Oh, that's how it is. Kind of like you take it in, be aware of it, let it register more deeply. And so as we relax the body, to be aware of the vitality, the aliveness, the peacefulness, how things get lighter, how things become settled down, release. We feel the goodness of it, the wholesomeness, the niceness of what happens once we have relaxed. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be quite subtle. But that does a few things. One is it keeps us in the process of mindfulness, of awareness. And also, the benefit of what's wholesome can register more deeply in us. It has a deeper good influence on us if we do it that way. And the opposite happens with taking in the influence of tension. It isn't that we, unless we react to it, it isn't that we feel worse. It actually lightens things up. It kind of loosens and opens the space a little bit. So, and that's also this idea of being aware of the influence. Sometimes it's quite nice to do that on the end of the exhale. The exhale is a kind of a letting go. And then with that letting go, is there any good feeling or lightness or openness or kind of an absence of things? It feels really nice. It doesn't always the case. Sometimes the end of the out-breath can feel a bit frightening and uncomfortable. But if it is nice, take some time to really, a moment, to feel that before the in-breath begins. So to assume your meditation posture and to gently close your eyes. And in a moment, take just one long, slow, deep breath in and one relaxing, long exhale. And then feel what impact that exhale has on you. So go ahead. And do it again. And on the exhale, relax your body. And take a moment to feel the influence, the impact of that relaxation. What's left in the body that's maybe feels nice? Taking a deep breath in and relaxing as you exhale. And then to let your breathing return to normal. But then continue relaxing on the exhale. And if you're able to relax these different parts of the body, take in the feeling that's there, that comes from having relaxed. So relaxing the muscles of the face. The eyes, around the mouth. The lips are pressing against each other. Let them fall away from each other a little bit, or if they're going to touch, touch lightly. On the exhale, relax the shoulders. And then relax the chest. And if it releases a bit, settles a bit, feel that influence on you. And relaxing your belly. Soften the belly. And if anything feels nice about the soft, relaxed belly, feel that. And if there's any way that you're bracing yourself with your whole body, maybe a little bit braced, on the exhale, let go of it, let go of some of it. And feel how that's like. And as we settle in meditation, the body settles and relaxes. The mind settles a bit and calms. Feel the resulting way in which it is, what it's like to be alive. The energies, the feelings, the sensations of the body that seem to come with a deeper subtleness, a relaxation. Allowing like all your pores to be open to receive and feel the aliveness of the body. And then in the middle of it all, being aware of breathing in and breathing out. As you exhale, letting go of your thoughts and letting go into the body breathing. letting go of your thoughts, and opening up the body to receive the vitality, the animated qualities of the body. Allowing the body's feelings, sensations, energies to flow through you with the idea that they blend together to become a whole, a harmonious and peaceful whole of vibration, buzzing, that in a sense the body receives, allows, And then to feel the body again. What's the effect on the body from having meditated these minutes? What has shifted in your body? Is there any influence of any calm or relaxation that's happened? And what is that influence on your body? And rather than feeling it from the control tower, to allow yourself to feel that influence, let the body feel it more fully. The body receives and makes space. In a sense, body space, the space of the body, can become bigger, feel bigger, have more room in it. And it's easier then to have room for all the challenges of life. The smaller, more contracted the body is, the less room we have to respond, deal with, process the difficulties of life. So to relax into your body, relax your body, and turn your attention outward into the world, whilst keeping yourself grounded and centered in your body. And gently, modestly, wish well on the people in your life. Gaze upon them kindly. Stay calm and gaze upon the world kindly. Learn from your meditation practice how to be present for others in an open, stable way, where there's a room for what's happening without getting caught in it or reacted to it. So you can gaze upon it all kindly, caringly. There's a way in which we care for the world, which is a simple expression of the freedom that comes from the meditation. Whatever ease or calm or freedom we have, whatever way that gives birth to a care and a kindness, let that care and kindness spread out from you into the world with these words. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.